Today, I'm going to talk about polyamines during cotton reproductive development and how these can be affected by nodal position and plant growth regulator. What are polyamines? Polyamines are low molecular weight polycations that are present in all living organisms. They act as promoters of growth, and in 1982, they have been accepted tentatively as growth regulators at the International Cotton Conference of Plant Growth Substances. The main ones in plants is putrescine, which is the obligated precursor, with spermidin and spermin. Polyamines play an important role in flowering, pollination, and early fruit development. They're involved in cellular multiplication and differentiation during organogenesis, while reports of deficiency of polyamines during flowering cause direct negative effects on the reproductive development of the crop of crops. The research in cotton is mainly by Davidonis, and especially a report in 1995 shows that polyamines are possibly involved in cell elongation, while the highest contents of polyamines seems to be to appear just prior the rapid fiber elongation. However, there are very minimum information exists on how polyamines are distributed in a cotton plant, what is the effect on seed set efficiency of cotton, and how plant growth regulators could affect their conduct. One of these plant growth regulators that seems to have an effect on polyamines is the PGR Gomer BM86. Gomer BM86 is a biostimulant developed by the Gomer laboratories in France that contains oligosaccharides that are reported to regulate the synthesis of androgenic polyamines. Reports have shown that reports on the response of BM86 on crops have shown that BM86 increases the number, weight, and growth of berries. This due to the increase in polyamine content. In grapes, there is a report of uniform fertilization, promotes uniform fertilization, leading to the uniform fruit ripening setting, while in citrus, BM86 increases fruit size and yield. There are also some a report of increased yields in cotton due to BM86 application. However, we do not know that if this increases due to effect of BM86 in polyamines during the reproductive stage of the crop. Therefore, in this study, we hypothesize that polyamine concentration changes along a cotton plant. Also, differences might exist in polyamine content of cotton flowers among genotypes. And finally, we hypothesize that BM86, as it has done in other crops, increases the polyamine content of cotton ovaries, leading to a significant effect on seed set efficiency. Our objectives were to investigate the distribution of polyamines along the cotton plant, to examine the cultivar effect on polyamine content and seed set efficiency, and finally to investigate the effect of BM86 on polyamines and seed set efficiency of the crop. To accomplish all this, we conducted two field studies in Marianne, Arkansas in 2006 and 2007. Three genotypes were used, the Delta Pine 444, Stoneville 5599, and Fibermax 960. The plot size were 4 rows by 15 meters, and each plot was split in the two left rows that were used as control and the two right rows that were used for BM86 applications at 2 points per acre at first flower and first flower plus 2. A randomized complete block design with 5 replication was used, and a split block arrangement of treatment was assigned. The main factor was cultivar and the subfactor BM86 application. For the measurements, at the beginning of the first flower stage and before BM86 application, the flowering node was determined. After that, beginning at first flower and for a total of 4 weeks, first position white flowers were collected, and half of them were used to determine the number of ovules per ovary, while the rest were used for polyamine quantification using a modified Davis and Smith protocol to measure putrescine, spermin, and spermidin. At harvest, 5 balls were picked from each subplot from the same nodal positions that polyamines had previously determined. And seed set efficiency was calculated in order to, of course, on these balls we measure the number of seeds per ball, and we managed to calculate seed set efficiency using the ratio of number of seeds divided by the number of ovules multiplied by 100. For the polyamines analysis, here is some information of how we did this analysis. The first was to excise the ovary out of the flowers, and then it was followed a standard procedure of extraction using perchloric acid that leads us to quantification of the three polyamines with high-performance liquid chromatography. The results, I will split my results in three parts. The first part will include the nodal distribution of polyamines in cotton. In this study, we didn't have, we didn't have significant interaction of cultivar and nodal position. Beginning with Putreskin, all the figures are the same, so I will explain them. We have on the x-axis the polyamine concentration in nanomoles per gram fresh weight, while in the y-axis we have the nodal position. We can see that Putreskin decreased significantly above the seventh node, and this decrease becomes more significant again above the 11th node. For spermidine, it was a little bit different. The highest spermidine concentration was observed on the ninth node, while the seventh node showed significantly less spermidine, and the 11th and 13th even less. Similar pattern with spermidine was observed with spermin. However, in spermin, the amounts detected were much less, therefore we couldn't detect any amount on the 13th node. We noticed that, again, the highest quantity was observed on the 9th node. The second part was investigate the effect of BM86 and cultivars on polyamines of cotton. The interaction of BM86 and cultivars was not significant, therefore we tested the main effect, the cultivar effect and the BM86, separately. The figures are again the same. On the x-axis we have the nanomoles of fresh weight, polyamine content, while on the y-axis we have Putreskin, spermidine and spermin. We noticed 1 week after BM86 application that BM86 treated plants show significantly higher Putreskin levels compared to the control and spermidine levels and slightly numerically higher spermin. 2 weeks after BM86 application, it's a similar pattern. Again, Putreskin continues to be significantly higher in the BM86 treated plants. 1 week after the second application of BM86, it was a numerical increase on the BM86 treated plants on Putreskin and spermidine. However, these differences were not significant, possibly due to the minute quantities detected on this node. Continuing with the cultivar effect on BM86, we can see that FiberMax, the blue columns, showed numerically higher polyamines measured, while spermidine seems to be significant higher on FiberMax compared to Stonville 5599 and Delta Pine 444 1 week after BM86 application. 2 weeks after BM86 application, FiberMax again shows significantly higher Putreskin levels compared to the other genotypes. This was not the case 1 week after the second application of BM86, again possibly due to the minute quantities detected. But we noticed so far that BM86 increases significantly the polyamine contents of cotton ovaries. Does that have an effect on seed set efficiency of the crop? Therefore, we wanted to investigate the effect of BM86 on the third part of this study and cultivars on the seed set efficiency of cotton. Again, the interaction was not significant, and the main factors were tested separately. Beginning with the effect of BM86 on seed set efficiency of cotton, the first graph is from 2006 data, and we noticed that the BM86 treated plants show significantly higher seed set efficiency compared to the control plants when seed set efficiency was calculated using the total number of seeds, including the undeveloped seeds. That was not the case when seed set efficiency was calculated using the harvestable seeds. The same pattern exactly was observed in 2007. The seed set efficiency calculated using the total number of seeds was significantly higher in BM86 treated plants compared to the control plants, but not when seed set efficiency was calculated with the harvestable seeds. Therefore, to summarize, BM86 does increase significantly the Bulleum content of cotton ovaries and does cause an increase, a significant increase on the total number of seeds. However, the cotton crop seems not to be able to develop to harvest all these seeds. For the cultivar effect, even though we had a significant effect on with Fibermax with higher Putrescine and Spermidin, on seed set efficiency there was no significant cultivar effect. In conclusion, there was a clear pattern of polyamines decreasing up the main stem of cotton. Putrescine decreased above the 7th node, while Spermidin and Spermidin decreased above the 9th node. BM86 application caused significant Putrescine Spermidin content of cotton ovaries 1 week after the first application and significant increase in Putrescine 2 weeks after the first application. The effect was not significant 1 week after the second application. Fibermax did show significant higher polyamines compared to the other genotypes, but it wasn't significant the effect on seed set efficiency. BM86, as I said, significantly increased the seed set efficiency calculated by the total number of seeds. With that, I would like to thank you, and I would be glad to entertain any of your questions.
No questions?
Okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody.